she did all kinds of different projects for the Fred Harvey Company, which is partially the reason why she said she had such a long career with the company, such a longevity. La Posada, which was said to be her favorite project, happened right before the real decline of the endeavor to do these tourism grand hotels along the railway. That La Posada was the last one that was built, because after that the Depression hit. Being a tourist by rail had already started to decline as people started to use their own automobiles and design their own itineraries. Also, people were starting to travel by air. So that was already on the way down, and then the Depression hit and the company didn't have the kind of money to build these grand hotels. And for what purpose, when people really weren't traveling by rail anymore anyway? And so she entered a new phase of her career at that point, and she still did some buildings at the Grand Canyon. After La Posada opened and the Depression hit, she still did the Watchtower, which is one of really her masterpieces at the Grand Canyon. She also did some dormitories, and Bright Angel Lodge was another signature building that she did after the Depression hit. But she went on to work for the company and continued to do interiors. She had done interiors all along, and in both some of the grand hotels that other architects had designed the exteriors of. She had continued to do the interiors of some of the Union stations along the Santa Fe line. They commissioned her to do a series of a line of dishware that's since become very famous and very collectible, called Membrino, that was based on, the designs and the pottery were based on petroglyphs or drawings that were done by Membrino Indians in, I think, the 14th century, and they were in New Mexico. And that's a great story about her demand for authenticity. When the first set or samples of dishes came back from the company in New York that were creating them, she rejected them because they looked too perfect. The designs did not look like they would have been drawn by early Native Americans with twigs. The paint lines looked too perfect, and so she sent them back and said, try again. So she was demanding, but she would always give the craftspeople a chance to do better, to do it over again. And so she did all kinds of different things once they weren't really building any grand hotels anymore. But that's maybe part of the reason why La Posada was one of her favorite projects. But that it's said to be one of her favorite projects, and probably because it's only one of two hotels that I know of where she designed both the exterior and the interior. But La Posada was done when she was really at the height of her power, of her creative power, perhaps. Also, you know, right before the Harvey Company really had to pull back from spending large amounts of money on grand hotels. It was the last one done, and then the Depression hit. So she had complete creative control on the interiors, the exteriors, and also the grounds. La Posada had a lot of open land all the way around it so that she could develop gardens, and those weren't all done at the time, but some of it was done. So she really had this vision that she was able to execute at La Posada that was about the exterior, the interior, and the grounds that I don't know she was ever, that none of her other projects for the Fred Harvey Company were quite like that.